After quoting Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, the person he quotes most is Lord Brahma in the Brahma Samhita. Because as we have just heard from the great acharyas, Srila Jiva Goswami, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that the Brahma Samhita is most conclusive in revealing the essence of the supreme goal of life. The Brahma Samhita declares Krishna, Govinda, the Lord of the eternal abode of Goloka Vrindavan, to be the cause of all causes, the supreme source of everything that exists. In fact, in concise slokas, the Brahma Samhita answers all questions through spiritual evidence of how the Supreme Lord Krishna is the source of the spiritual worlds, how he resides in the eternal abode of Goloka, how he manifests himself through his portions and plenary portions as the various forms of Narayan in the Vaikuntha Lokas, how he manifests himself as Shambhu or Lord Shiva in Mahesh Dham, and how he creates the entire cosmic material existence. The Lord expanding himself as Mahavishnu, through his glance, activates Prakriti. Lord Shambhu or Shiva is manifested from this phenomena. And Durga, or the feminine principle of material nature, is also manifested by the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu. From the exhalation of Mahavishnu come innumerable universes. From the pores of his transcendental body, in each universe, the Lord manifests himself as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. From that Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the lotus flower springs from his navel, and Lord Brahma is created from that lotus flower. It was on that lotus flower that Lord Brahma was revealed, the 18-syllable mantra. And through the chanting of that mantra, meditation on that mantra, and performance of tapasya, it was revealed to him the supreme abode of Goloka. The Lord revealed all transcendental knowledge to Brahma. And through the sound of his flute, which entered into the 8 ear holes of Brahma's heads, Brahma was initiated in the Gayatri mantra. And in this way, Lord Brahma became the first spiritual master, initiated by the Supreme Lord himself in this universe. The Brahma Samhita explains how Brahma creates this material world, how through the threefold miseries, the Jivatma, which is simultaneously one and different from the Lord, part and parcel of the Lord, is entrapped within this material world. How the Jivatma, by worshipping the primeval Lord Govinda through the process of devotional service, can be delivered from material existence and enter into his original spiritual position as the eternal servant of the Lord in the spiritual world. Brahma Samhita explains how the Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahman, is a manifestation which is the bodily halo or light emanating from the transcendental form of Govinda. The Brahma Samhita explains how the various avatars within this world, like Rama, Vishnu, Narasimha, Matsya, Kurama, how they are all manifestations, coming from Krishna, who is the original source, non-different from him, and manifesting partial of the absolute, complete potencies which are embodied only in Krishna himself, the original fountainhead of all incarnations. Brahma Samhita explains how Durga Devi, the goddess who is Maya, Mahamaya herself of this material creation, who is the supreme controller of this material creation, is working only under the will of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and who is empowered only through the agency of the mercy of Lord Krishna. How Surya, and how, who is the greatest of all the planets within the universe, who gives light to all that live, receives its power from Krishna, Govinda, the original primeval Lord. How Ganesh, who is that god who is worshipped, receives his power from Krishna, whose very existence is dependent on Krishna. And Krishna bestows that blessing through Ganesh by which all obstacles can be removed on the path of religion and prosperity. Brahma Samhita explains in the most beautiful Sanskrit poetry what the Lord revealed to Lord Brahma. How ultimately through the path of bhakti we can enter into the land of Goloka. And the description of Goloka Dham is so beautifully explained. How Krishna in his threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar plays upon his flute in a land of Chintamani where all the trees are desire trees, where the very land is made of touchstone, Chintamani Dham, where the rivers and the bodies of water are like nectar. The Lord is surrounded by Surabhi cows, unlimited Surabhi cows, giving unlimited quantities of ambrosial milk. And he is always engaged in performing loving rasas with his devotees in Santaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. In that Madhuryaras, the milkmaids or gopis of Braja, who are the supreme goddess of fortune, worship the Lord in the most intimate, transcendental love. And Brahma Samhita explains that the supreme of all those gopis is Sri Radha, who is the very personification, manifestation of his own pleasure potency. Sri Radha, who is the source of all devotion, all love, from whom Krishna receives all pleasure and spiritual bliss. That Lord Sri Krishna could not understand the bliss of Sri Radha. What is the nature of her love? What happiness does she derive when she sees me? And what type of ecstasy does she experience? Even though Krishna, who is Rasaraj, the supreme knower of past, present, and future in all spiritual and material worlds, who manifests himself as a super soul and enters into the heart of all living beings and in and between every atom within this material creation, and is all pervading by his spiritual potency in the spiritual world, he himself could not understand the ecstatic nature of Sri Radha's love. Therefore, the Supreme Lord Krishna, in that land of Goloka, eternally assumes the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And who is Lord Gauranga? Krishna, who takes the mood of the sweetness of the supreme love of Sri Radharani. And once in every day of Brahma, he descends in the supreme form of Lord Gauranga into this material world to give that love, to give Sri Radharani's love to all living beings who will simply pay the price of accepting it. And how to accept that love? By associating with the Lord's devotees, by following the instructions of the proper spiritual master and disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, by practicing the principles of bhakti, devotional service, sravana kirtana smarana bandhana pada sevana dasyare pujana sakijana atmani vedana, and by very, very sincerely practicing the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu manifested his pastimes of spreading the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip Dham. He inundated everyone with love of God. But there were some envious people, puffed up by their scholarship, wealth, or high birth, who would not accept the holy name of Krishna. In order to reach them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed that lila which revealed to the world the supreme opulence of renunciation. He left his faithful and loving mother, his most chaste and loving wife, Sachi Devi and Vishnu Priya. He left the supreme abode of Sri Navadvip Dham and his comfortable home, the wonderful pastimes of kirtan in the house of Shivas. And he went to the land of Katva and took sannyas. Later, in the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, Sachi Devi requested him to go to Jagannathpur and make that his home, telling him that it was none different than Vrindavan, because Lord Jagannath is eternally residing in that abode. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the Sankirtan movement throughout India, the land of Bharatvarsha. With the excuse of searching for his brother Vishwaroop, who had left home and taken sannyas, he told his devotees he wanted to go on a tour of South India, taking with him Kal Krishna Das as servant. He began to walk throughout all the provinces of the south of India. He would dance through the roads, through the streets, through the forests, with his arms raised, chanting the holy names of Krishna, inviting everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna. And whoever saw the beauty of Lord Gaurasundar and heard the love of his kirtan became filled with Krishna prema and became intoxicated. Wherever they would go, they would simply chant the holy names. In this way, anyone who saw those persons or heard them chanting would also become filled. In this way, whoever saw or heard those great and fortunate personalities who had, in the cyclic succession, made contact with the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would also become filled with love of God and incessantly chant the holy names of the Lord. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he inundated everyone with Krishna Prema through the Harinam Sankirtan movement. During his travel through the south of India, he gave Krishna Prema to the Brahmin Kurama. He bestowed his mercy upon Vasudev, cured him of his leprosy, and filled his heart with love of God. It is there that he met Sri Ramananda Rai on the banks of the river Godavari in the town of Vidyanagar, and there exchanged the highest topics of spiritual truth. As he traveled to so many holy places, he went to Singhachalam, Ahovalam Nasingha, Mangalagiri, where he had the beautiful darshan and worship Lord Narasingadeva. He went to Tirupati and worshipped Balaji Venkateshwar. He went to Kanchipuram and worshipped Bharadraj Swami. He went to Srirangam and worshipped Sri Ranganath. He went to Madurai and had the beautiful darshan of Meenakshi. There, the devotee Ramdas Vipra was revealed, who pleased the Lord by his pure devotion to Lord Sri Ramchandra. It was revealed to him that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that Lord Supreme Ram of his worship. In the Rishab Hill, he met with Shiva and Parvati, who were in the guise of Brahmins, and there had wonderful discussions, intimate, loving relationship with the greatest of all of his devotees. He went to Rameshwaram and worshipped Sri Rameshwar Mahadev. He also there discovered the Kurama Purana. From there, he went to Kanyakumari. And from Kanyakumari, he came to this holy temple of Adikeshwar. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that the Lord visited innumerable holy places. In his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was only narrating what he had the capacity, according to the Lord's mercy, for him to reveal to the world. As Lord Gauranga came to Adikesha Mandir, in ecstatic love, he prostrated before the beautiful deity of Adikesha. Upon seeing this temple, he began to dance and chant in ecstatic love, and all the people of the village were struck with wonder. While in this Adikeshava temple, Lord Gaurasundar had many discussions with the very learned and pure-hearted Brahmins. And it was here that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first heard the beautiful fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. And when he heard it, all ecstatic symptoms manifested in his body. Tears began to flow from his eyes. His hair stood on end. His limbs were horripilating. He perspired. Such symptoms of ecstatic love that only the Supreme Lord in the mood of Sri Radhikarani could manifest. As Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the beautiful prayers of Lord Brahma, of Brahma Samhita, he understood that this scripture is of great importance to his sampradaya, because in a condensed and essential form, it describes all the truths of Govinda, the supreme enjoyer of Vrindavan. It was here in the Adi Keshava temple that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally copied the Brahma Samhita and carried it with him throughout his travels. After Adi Keshav Mandir, the Lord went to Ananta Padmanabh Mandir in what is now Tiruvananthapuram or Trivandrum. Then he went to the Janardhan temple. He went up the coast of Kerala to Gokarna, Udupi, where he met with the Tattvavadis. He went to Sringeri Math, where he met with the descendants of Shankaracharya. And then he went up toward Nasik, Bombay, performing wonderful kirtan. Then he went again across India to Vijayanagar, where he met Sri Ramananda Rai. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his South Indian tour, collected two jewels, the Krishna Karnamrita and Sri Brahma Samhita. And with great love, he gave the copies of Krishna Karnamrita and Sri Brahma Samhita to Ramananda Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally revealed to the world the greatness and the importance of this scripture. Lord Brahma is the original spiritual master of our sampradaya. We are the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took initiation in the sampradaya of Lord Brahma. And here at the Adi Keshava temple, in the south of India, he personally experienced the ecstasy of this most important contribution of Lord Brahma to the world, which was revealed in the highest, most mature stage of his spiritual realization. And by the mercy of all those great descendants of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Brahma Samhita remains like a guiding light in our lives to diminish all darkness and doubt and reveal Krishna as the topmost of all worshipable entities and the path of bhakti as the only means of achieving his grace. We are very fortunate today to be in this very, very holy place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this most wonderful leela of relishing Brahma Samhita and making the copies by which he can reveal these truths to the world. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
Sri Brahma ji ki
jai!
Sri La Prabhupada ki
jai!
Sri Adi Keshav Swami ki
jai!
Sri Brahma Samhita ki
jai!
Nitai Vatanga Pramana.